Welcome to FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Here are three things you need to know. Number one, it is still Denny time. For Denny Hamlin, a 71 race break still did not stop the three-time Daytona 500 champion. Hamlin won his third Darlington race after it was called with 20 laps to go on Wednesday night due to rain that was a threat throughout the race. Hamlin held off Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott, that is before Chase Elliott got wrecked, as well as Sunday's winner of Kevin Harvick. Brad Keselowski finished fourth, following Hamlin, Busch, and Harvick, with Eric Jones, the winner from September at Darlington, rounding out the top five. Number two, Kyle Busch and Chase Elliott tangle. There may have been rain at the end of Wednesday's race, but there's also fireworks. Chase Elliott tangled with Kyle Busch as they battled for second during the final laps of Wednesday's race at Darlington. Busch turned Elliott, slamming Elliott into the wall, ending Elliott's day. Safe to say Elliott wasn't happy, as once he was exiting his car, he gave Kyle Busch a "you're number one man," aka the middle finger. NASCAR did say that Elliott will not get fined for the outburst. Now Busch, well, he got asked after the race of the Xfinity Series on Thursday afternoon if he spoke to Elliott less than 24 hours after the fact.
Yes, Chase and I talked, and went really well. He's a class act. We've all seen that. Conversation overall was good.
Number three, Briscoe edges out Kyle Busch. In a Thursday afternoon matinee, the young guns of NASCAR were alive as they tackled the track that is too tough to tame. And well, for one driver, it was an emotional one. Chase Briscoe, who tragically announced that his wife Marissa had a miscarriage, edged out Kyle Busch in what was a thrilling and emotional-filled victory lane at the start-finish line. Justin Allgaier finished third, followed by Austin Cindric and Noah Gragson, rounding out the top five. Next up for the Xfinity Series, well, they will be heading to Charlotte on Monday night, right before the Trucks Tangle on Tuesday, and after the Coca-Cola 600, were 600 miles for the Cup Series on Sunday night. Well, that is it for this edition of FrontStretch.com's Stock Car Scoop. I am Brian Nolan. Follow us on Twitter at FrontStretch and myself at TheBrianNolan. And for all the latest on the three races that occurred at Darlington, check out FrontStretch.com for sidebars, race recaps, and more. Once again, FrontStretch.com. From everyone here at Front Stretch, stay healthy, stay safe, and stay social distancing.